This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing for Monday, the 22nd of April. MPs and peers are set for a final showdown over the government's Rwanda bill after weeks of parliamentary back and forth. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says an airfield and planes are booked to take some asylum seekers to Rwanda, and the law will be passed.
Enough is enough. No more prevarication, no more delay. Parliament will sit there tonight and vote no matter how late it goes. No ifs, no buts. These flights are going to Rwanda.
He said those flights will leave in 10 to 12 weeks. The Home Secretary and Police Minister are to meet the Scotland Yard boss, Sir Mark Rowley, after a row involving an anti-Semitism campaigner. Gideon Falter has received an apology after an officer threatened him with arrest and called him openly Jewish for wearing a kippah while trying to approach a pro-Palestinian march. The former Chief Inspector of Constabulary, Tom Windsor, told Times Radio he backed the Met, but the officer used a clumsy turn of phrase.
That conversation, I thought, was conducted by the officer in question with commendable courtesy and consideration. What the police were trying to do then was to keep this man safe.
But the Development Minister, Andrew Mitchell, told Times Radio that police officers are not being well led.
It was an appalling incident which must not be allowed to happen again, and that's why the Home Secretary will be talking to Sir Mark and getting a proper explanation and, I hope, a commitment that the marches will be policed in a different way in the future.
Meanwhile, less than half the public trust the police to solve crimes. That's according to a new poll for The Times. The YouGov poll also found a third have no faith in the authorities to maintain law and order. It comes as The Times launches a year-long inquiry into the criminal justice system. Israel's head of military intelligence has resigned over failures to stop the Hamas attacks on October 7. Aaron Haliva is the first senior figure to step down. He says his unit failed to live up to the task it was entrusted with. People will be able to sign themselves off work for minor illnesses using an NHS algorithm under plans to free up doctors' time for the long-term sick. The Times reports that as part of an overhaul of the sick note system, ministers want to test an automated online triage scheme. Dr. David Strain from the British Medical Association said the scheme was welcomed.
The nation has actually been getting sicker, particularly over the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, who'd have thought that if you invest less in public health, the public would be less healthy?
Troubled Thames Water has warned bills could increase as it puts forward new business plans. Despite huge debts, it wants to spend nearly £2 billion on environmental measures. The company warns bills could go up 44%. And a Jack Russell dog has been reunited with his owners in Wales after being stranded and lost in Australia. Milo, the dog, escaped from an airport handler at Melbourne Airport as his owners boarded a flight to the UK. He spent the next 17 days on the loose in the city before an animal rescue charity lured him into a trap and helped send him back to Swansea. There's more on all of these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.